ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवतम् 9th canto chapter 9 text 43 Nāme brahma kulāt prāṇāḥ kūla daivanna cātmajāḥ nā śrīyo nā mahi rājyam nandāra sāti pallavāḥ. Translation by Śrīla Prabhupāda. Maharaj, for Prasanga thought, not even my life is dearer to me than the Brahminical culture and the Brahmanas who are worshipped by my family. What then is to be said of my kingdom, land, wife, children and opulence? Nothing is dearer to me than the Brahmanas. Purport by Śrīla Prabhupāda. Maharaj Khatvanga, being in favor of the Brahminical culture, wanted to utilize one moment's time by fully surrendering unto Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord is worshipped with this prayer. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagaddhitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Naman Naman. I offer my respectful obeisances to the Supreme Absolute Truth, Krishna, who is the well-wisher of the cows and Brahmanas, as well as living entities in general. I offer my repeated obeisances to Govinda with the pleasure reserved for all the senses. A devotee of Krishna is very much attached to Brahminical culture. Indeed, an expert personality who knows who Krishna is and what he wants is a real Brahmana. Brahma Janati Brahmana. Krishna is Parabrahma, and therefore all Krishna conscious persons, devotees of Krishna, are exalted Brahmanas. Khatvanga Maharaj regarded the devotees of Krishna as the real Brahmanas and the real light for human society. One who desires to advance in Krishna consciousness and spiritual understanding must give the utmost importance to Brahminical culture and must understand Krishna, Krishnaya, Govindaya. Then his life will be successful. Khatvanga Maharaj. Maharaj Khatvanga thought, not even my life is dearer to me than the Brahminical culture and the Brahmanas who are worshipped by my family. What then is to be said of my kingdom, land, wife, children and opulence? Nothing is dearer to me than Brahmanas. In purport, Śrīla Prabhupāda says, Maharaj Khatvanga, being in favor of Brahminical culture, wanted to utilize one moment of time by fully surrendering under the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord is worshipped with this prayer, Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya, Cha Jagaddhitaya, Krishnaya, Govindaya, Naman Nama. I offer my respectful obeisance to the Supreme Absolute Krishna, who is the well-wisher of the cows and Brahmanas, as well as the living entities in general. I offer my repeated obeisance to Govinda, who is the pleasure desire for all the senses. A devotee of Krishna is very much attached to Brahminical culture. Indeed, an expert personality who knows who Krishna is and what he wants is a real Brahmana. Brahma Janati Brahmana. Krishna is Parabrahma, and therefore all Krishna conscious persons are devotees of Krishna, are exalted Brahmanas. Khatvanga Maharaj regarded the devotees of Krishna as the real Brahmanas and the real light for human society. One who desires to advance in Krishna consciousness, spiritual understanding, must give the utmost importance to Brahminical culture and must understand Krishna, Krishnaya, Govindaya, then his life will be successful. This is what a real Brahmana. And why Khatvanga Maharaj favors the Brahminical culture and what is the Brahmana? The Brahminical culture. The conclusion is drawn here. Prabhupada Maharaj said in his purport that all Krishna conscious persons are devotees of Krishna, really exalted Brahmanas. They are really exalted. One who knows Krishna, it is said here, who is Krishna? Knows who Krishna is and what he wants is a real Brahmana, is a real Brahmana. Huh? Who is Krishna and what he wants? Knows is a real Brahmana, Brahmadanati, Brahmana. Huh? So, Krishna, complete Krishna conscious persons, devotees, aikantika, another devotees of Krishna as a real Brahmana, and they are the real light for immense light. One who desires to advance in Krishna consciousness and spiritual understanding must give the utmost importance to Brahminical culture, must understand Krishna. Then his life will be successful. Huh? And knows Krishna, has complete understanding of Krishna, was developed complete Krishna consciousness, is Brahmana. In other words, a pure devotee of Krishna is real Brahmana. That is what hinted here. This is part of this conclusion. Then that will be success of life. Otherwise, nobody can achieve the success of life. So, we very often discuss this subject matter about Brahmana. Many places in Bhagavatam this topic comes. Who is real Brahmana? Many times we have discussed. Topmost person of Veda is Upanishadas. Upanishad are topmost person of the Veda. So, Brahmanika Upanishad says, 4.4.21, Tameva dhira vijnana pragyam kurvita brahmana. Who is brahmana? Buddhimana brahmagya purusha. Who knows brahma vastu? Brahma? Brahma means, who is very great, all-pervaded, sarva-vyapaka, all-pervaded. That is Brahma, Brahma-dānānti Brahmana. What is Brahma? Bhratkāl, Bhranakāl, Brahma, iti nigadhyate. It is very great, it is all-pervaded. That is Brahma. That is Bhagavān Vishnu or Krishna. Brahmanika Upanishad says, tameva dhīra vijñā prajñā kurvita brahmana, one who knows Supreme Brahma, Purna Brahma, that is Krishna, Buddhiman, most intelligent person, knows the Sarup, real form, real, what you say, Madhurya, the beauty, all beautiful, Krishna, understanding that, develops prema bhakti, is the real Brahmana. And Prabhupada Maharaj, in his purport, has said that thing in conclusion. That's the real Brahmana. Brother Kapil again says, 3.8.10, Jova-yata-dakhyam-gārgya-vidyutta-asman-loka-praisa-krupana-tho, Jova-yata-dakhyam-gārgya-vidyutta-asman-loka-praisa-brahmana. The opposite word to Brahmana is Kripana. Who is Kripana and who is Brahmana? Jova-yata-dakhyam-gārgya-vidyutta-asman-loka-praisa-krupana. That says, one who, without understanding that infallible Lord, Achyuta-vastu, Supreme Lord, lives this planet, is Kripana. Is Kripana. Non-Brahmana, Kripana, Sudra. Sudra. Javaitarakum-gargi-vidita-asman-loka-pesha-brahmana. Then who is Brahmana? One who lives this planet, understanding that infallible Lord Achyuta, is Brahmana. You understand? That is Brahmana. To understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna. Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, you understand? When he was defeating the philosophy of so-called Brahmavadis, Mahavadis, Brahmavadis, they were stressing on Brahma, 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 Brahma. To understand Brahma, to be one with Brahma, do you understand? They are stressing on that thing. So, Mahaprabhu defeated their philosophy. This, what is that Brahma? You are speaking in Brahma. Do you know what is Brahma? So, a devotee of Krishna is very much attached to Brahminical culture. Indeed, an expert personality knows who Krishna is and what he wants is a real Brahmana. Brahmananati Brahmana, Krishna is Parabrahma. Therefore, all Krishna conscious persons are devotees of Krishna, are exalted Brahmanas. Exalted Brahmanas. Khatvanga Maharaj regarded the devotees of Krishna as the real Brahmanas and real light for human society. One who desires to advance in Krishna consciousness and spiritual understanding must give most importance to Brahminical culture, must understand Krishna, then his life will be successful, understanding Krishna. Therefore, founder Acharya of this Krishna Consciousness Society, Srila Prabhupada, named the Society for Krishna Consciousness. Members, those who join this society, the members of this society should develop complete Krishna consciousness, should understand Krishna, completely understand Krishna. That means, in other words, should become an unalloyed devotee of Krishna. Without that, nobody can understand Krishna. It's not easy thing to understand Krishna. You think, the easy thing to understand Krishna? Not easy thing. Have you seen Krishna? How is he? Have you seen? Since deity form here? Not since deity form. How is he? Very crooked person. Great crooked. Three places crooked, not one, two, three places crooked. Shyama Trivanga Lalita. Three places crooked, but looks so beautiful. If you become crooked, I'll say, ugly person. But his people is crooked, so beautiful, Shyama Trivanga Lalita. How can one understand such a crooked person who is three places crooked? All his activities are all very crooked. All dealings are very crooked dealings. So crookedness, duplicity is his monopoly. It's Krishna's monopoly, Baba. It's Krishna's monopoly. Not Jiva's monopoly. You understand? But one who understands, one who develops complete Krishna consciousness and becomes pure devotee of Krishna, becomes an unalloyed devotee of Krishna, only he can understand Krishna. Otherwise nobody can understand Krishna. Then he will become perfect Brahmana. Otherwise nobody can become perfect Brahmana. Unless one becomes perfect Brahmana, life will not be successful. Do you understand? In Bhakti Sandarbha, Srila Jiva Goswami, quoting quotation from Gauda Purana, says, Brahmananam sasribhya satradhaji vishishyate satradhaji sasribhya sarvavidanta paraho sarvavidanta vichikotya vishnu bhakta vishishyate vaishramanam sasribhya ekanteko vishishyate. You have that verse. That is, sakal brahmana without vaishnavata. Do you understand? Maybe Brahmana, Satkarma Nipuna Vipro, Mantra Tantra Visharada, What is that? Satkarma, six types of activities, Brahman Karma, Satkarma Nipuna Vipro, Mantra Tantra Visharada, What is six? Jadana Jadanam Adhyapana Adhyapana Adhyapanam, Sodhaya Adhyapanam, Satkarmani Puna Vipra, Mantra Tantra Visharada, Vaishnava Sopacha Guru, yes, that is Guru, Guru Tattva, when you speak on Guru Tattva, you can, that is there, Avaishnava Guru na Vaishnava Sopacha Guru. Unless one becomes, the Brahman becomes Vaishnava, he cannot become Guru. Do you understand? He may be very qualified with Brahminical qualities. Six types of activities are there. And that Mantra Tantra Visharada, he knows Mantra Tantra, very expert in that. Mantra Tantra. But he don't know Supreme Personality Godhead, he has no devotion. So he cannot be Guru. Avaishnava Guru na. Vaishnava Sopacha Guru. One may be born in Chandala family, Sopacha. Chandala family. First he becomes Vaishnava. He becomes Vaishnava, develops Vishnu Bhakti or Krishna Bhakti. He becomes Guru, Avaishnava. A Brahmana, Avaishnava Brahmana, he has not accepted Vaishnavata has not become Vaishnava, he is devotee of Vishnu or Krishna, but he is born in Brahminical family, Brahman family. He knows these six types of activities very well. He knows Mantra Tantra, he is very expert in Mantra Tantra, Adhyapana, Adhyana. He knows, he studies Veda, and also he teaches Veda, Adhyana, Adhyapana, and offers Puja, and teaches how to Jajana, Jajana. Jajana, Jajana, Adhyapana, Adhyana, Adhyapana. Mantra Tantra Visada, Jajana, Jajana, Adhyana, Adhyapana. He knows how to worship, teaches how to worship, Jajana, Jajana, Adhyana, studies Veda, and teaches Veda, expert in Mantra Tantra, is Brahmana, six types of activities. But no Vaishnavata, not devotion. So he is not Guru, Avaishnava. Do you understand? He is Avaishnava. But a person born in Chandava family, dog eater's family, very the lowest family, but he is my bhakta, and becomes my bhakta, is Swapacha, though he is born, but he is Guru, he becomes Guru. Because his life is successful, he knows me. Name avakta satrvedi madhakta sopata priya tasme ideyam tatagrajyam sahaja pujya dadhayaham. You follow? It is in Haribhakti Vilasa. Sanatana Goswami has quoted. Name avakta satrvedi madhakta sopata priya tasme ideyam tatagrajyam sahaja pujya dadhayaham. A Brahman who has studied four Vedas, Ruksama, Atharva, but he is not my bhakta, he is not my devotee, avakta, though he is a Brahmana, who has studied four Vedas, still he is not dear to me. On the other hand, madhvakta sopata priya, but the person is born in Sopata, in Chandala family, dog eater's family, but he is my dear devotee, he has devotion, he is very dear to me. Tasmidiyam tatagrajyam sacha pujyatathayam. If you want to donate something, give donation to that very dear devotee of mine, Krishna says. Tasmidiyam tatagrajyam. If he gives you something, you accept as prasad, you accept from him. Madhbhakta sacha pujyatathayam. That dear devotee of mine is as worshipable as I am. Do you understand? Sadhamanam sasrebya satrajadi visishyate. Out of thousands of so-called brahmanas, they have studied for Vedas, they are expert in Mantra Tantra, teaches Veda, those teach Veda, they are engaged in this worshipping Lord and teach how to worship Lord, but no Vaishnavata, no devotion. Do you understand? That's not real. They're dear to me. The so-called brahmanas, out of such thousands of brahmanas, satrajaji visishyate, one jagginka brahmana sreshtha. One jagginka brahmana who knows how to perform yajna. Jagginka brahmana is superior to out of thousands of such so-called brahmanas. Then satrajaji sasrebya sravedanta parava, out of thousands of jagginka brahmanas, one sarvedanta bargo sastrajna, one such person who knows all Veda Vedantas, very expert, sastrajna, no sastra, is superior to that. Sarvedanta sastrajna visikotya, Vishnu bhakta visishyate. If crores of such Vedanta bargo sastrajna, 1 crore of persons, they are very expert in sastra, understanding sastra, sarvaveda Vedanta, but superior to such crores of sarvavedanta parga, one Vishnu bhakta is, do you understand? Superior to that one Vishnu bhakta. Do you understand? Then Vaishnavana sasrebya ekante kyo visishyate. Out of thousands of Vishnu bhaktas, one unalloyed devotee of Krishna is supermost, superior. Do you understand? So unalloyed devotee ekante kyo Krishna bhakta is topmost. That is real Brahmana. Here it is stated. That is the conclusion of that Prabhupada's conclusion here. Understand me? So unless one becomes another devotee of Krishna, his life will not be successful. One must understand Krishna, Krishnaya Govindaya, then his life will be successful. This is the conclusion here.
because that is the supreme perfection of rarely achieved human birth.
Labdha sudravidam bahusambhavante manusya marthada manitya mapiya dhira.
Undergoing lakhs, lakhs, lakhs of species of life, one gets this rarely achieved birth, human birth. The purpose of this rarely achieved birth is to understand the Supreme Personality Godhead Krishna. Then stand, develop param purusartha, supreme purusartha, that is Krishna prema bhakti. Without Krishna prema bhakti, nobody can understand Krishna, nobody can approach Krishna. That to understand Krishna, to approach Krishna, get Krishna, is the supreme perfection of rarely achieved human birth. You understand? Manusya dhanopaya radha krishna na bhajya janiya sunya viso khaino. Nartam das Thakur sings. Getting human birth, not doing radha krishna bhajan, knowingly drinks poison. So that is the supreme perfection. To understand Krishna, here Prabhupada says, brahmana anati brahmana. A devotee of Krishna is very much attached to Brahminical culture, indeed an expert personality, who knows who Krishna is and what he wants. He's a real Brahmana. Who is Krishna? Madhurjya Ganeraya Krishna? Is Shyama Sundara, Trivanga Lalita, three places crooked, bent, very beautiful, whose beauty far excels that of crores of cupids. That is Krishna. It's such beautiful. Adhivata Ananta Purna is Srungara Rasaraja, is Madan Mohan. He is the reservoir of all malas and the king of Srungara Rasa. Conjugal Mela is Madan Mohan, is Krishna. Adhivata Ananta Purna Moravadharima, Sri Jagate Keho Yar Nahi Payasima. Is Krishna's own words. My beauty is wonderful, unlimited, completely full. In three planetary systems, nobody knows it. Nobody knows it. Nobody can calculate it. Nobody can reach its limit. What is its limit? Do you understand me? Ei pramodara nitya radhikaya kole amar madhurjamta sadas. Only Radharani knows. Only Radharani knows, only Radharani releases that madhurjamta, that amruta, nectar emanates from my beauty. You understand? Wonderful beauty. This known as madhurjaka nilaya. Madhurjaka nilaya Sri Krishna. Krishna is the reservoir of all madhurya's sweetness. You understand? All madhurya's reservoir. Krishna's own thought. Apurva madhuri krishniro apurva taro bolo apurva madhuri krishniro. Jaro srobani mano hoi tolo molo. Jaro srobani mano Krishna ro madhurji krishni upujoi lo krishna. Madhurji Krishna Samyak Aswadite Nare Mane Moro Khyobho. Samyak Aswadite Nare Mane Rohe Khyobho. Krishna's thought, Krishna's own thought. Apurva Madhuri Krishna ra apurva tar bala. You got? Apurva Madhuri Krishna ra apurva tar bala. Jahar sravane mano hoi tar bala. Krishna's beauty and sweetness and beauty content of sweetness, such sweetness, such wonderful beauty is wonderful, unprecedented, and its potency, strength is also very wonderful. Jahar sravane mano hoitalamal. If you hear
about such beauty of Krishna from the lips of a such dear devotee of Krishna, by hearing, your mind will be restless. Yes. Krishna Ramadhurji Krishna Upujaya Lava is such beauty, Krishna possesses even, Krishna develops greed for it. Yes. Krishna develops greed, how to understand it? Therefore he came as Gauranga. Samyak asadite nare mane rahe keva. Krishna cannot release it completely, therefore he develops greed in him. Greed in him. How to release it? To fulfill that greed, he became Gauranga. Do you understand? Assuming Radha Bhava Didi, the temper, sentiment of mood of Radharani and complex Radha. Because only Radhika equally, Amara Madhurjamata Asas, only Radharani releases completely my such wonderful beauty. Nobody else. So, this is the tatparya purport here. All the male, female, men, women, moving, non-moving, everybody, Krishna is all attracted, everybody is attracted towards Krishna. Such beauty Krishna has. So is known as Sungara, Rasaraja, Shyama Sundara. He is Shyama Sundara, he is Sungara Rasaraja, king of the conjugal male, Sungara Rasa, he is Radha Ramana. And his beauty, Madhurya, he has four types of beauties. Nobody else possesses that beauty. That is Rupa Madhuri, Venu Madhuri, Rati Madhuri, Rila Madhuri. Understand? What is in English you say? Sweetness of fun, sweetness of his flute, sweetness of his loving dealings, sweetness of his pastimes. Four types of Madhurya only Krishna possesses, nobody else possesses. You understand? So, this is Anupama, incomparable. You will never find in any Vishnu Tattva. It is only found in Krishna, who is the source of all Vishnu Tattvas, source of all avatars. Avatari, Sarvansi, Sarvavatari, Sarvabhuta Tamatkara, Leela, Kallolabaridhi, Atulya Madhura Prema Mandita Priya Mandala, Tri Jaganmanasakar Simurali Kalakujita, Asamanardharupa Sri Vismapita Sarasara, Leela Premna Priyadhikyam Madhujyam Venurupayo, Itya Sadharanam Praptam Govindasya Chatushtayam. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami has mentioned, it's Govinda, Krishnaya, Govindaya, it's Krishna, Govinda, these four sweetness, extraordinary sweetness, Madhurya are there, never available in any other Vishnu Tattva, you understand? So, Krishna is Purna Brahma, Purna Ananda Rasa Swarupa Adya Jnana Tattva, Purna Brahma Rasa Radha Sri Krishna, Asamardha Paratattva Vasut. Understand this language? Purna Ananda Rasa Swarupa. He is the reservoir of all mellows and complete in all mellows, Purna. He is Adya Jnana Tattva, is absolute truth. He is Purna Brahma. Understand? Purna Brahma. Completely full. No deficit, no incompleteness is there. He is Purna Brahma. He is Rasaraja, he is the king of all mellows. He is Asamardha Paratattva Vastu. He is supreme truth Paratattva. Asamardha, nobody is equal to it, nobody is superior to it. Asamardha Paratattva is Krishna. Understand? So, all is Madhurya. All his sweetness is also Asamardha. He is Asamardha. His Madhurya is also Asamardha. Understand my language? Asama, no equal to it, no superior to it. That is Asamardha, Asamardha. Understand? So, that is Brajendra Nandana Sri Krishna, his son of Nanda Maharaj. Brajendra Nandana Sri Krishna, he is Asamardha. Anupama, his beauty is Asamardha and Anupama. Understand? Same word I am repeating. Anupama, incomparable, and Asamardha. Nobody's beauty is equal to it, nobody's beauty is superior to it. That Asamardha Sarabhya. He is Purna Brahma. He is known as Purna Brahma. Para Brahma, Supreme Brahma, and Purna Brahma is completely full. this is significant. Purna Brahma is Sri Krishna. If someone understands him, someone gets him, that Purna Brahma, he will never feel any incompleteness. He will never feel any deficit. His life is successful. Understand me? This is Purna Brahma. If someone understands Krishna, Purna Brahma Krishna, gets him, then he will feel no incompleteness because he has gotten Purna Brahma. He will never feel any deficit in his life. He has gotten Purna Brahma. As long as you have not understood Purna Brahma Krishna, not gotten him, you will feel deficit, incompleteness in your life. Understand? That is what it said. He is, because he is completely full. He is Paramananda Swarupa. He is the embodiment of Supreme Ananda, Aptokama Atmarama. He is self-satisfied. You understand? Self-satisfied. There is nothing deficit in completeness in him. He is Paripurna Rasa Vigraha, completely full, and embodiment, reservoir of all rasas, melos. He is Brahma Gopala Ujjvala Nilamani. Brahma Gopala Ujjvala Nilamani. Otherwise, with everybody you find there is incompleteness, there is deficit. Only in Purna Brahma Krishna there is no incompleteness, no deficit. One understands him and gets him, he feels no deficit, no incompleteness. Otherwise, you'll feel deficit and incompleteness. That is the supreme perfection of human bhava, that is the success of human life. Every jiva, jiva is very tiny, very tiny. So even a jiva feels incompleteness. There is incompleteness in every jiva and deficit. What to speak of jivas? There are differentiated parts of Krishna, Vibhinansa, isn't it? Even swansa, swansa, Vishnu tattvas, ansas, kalavataras, they have deficit. What to speak of differentiated parts of jivas? Isn't it? Nobody is Purna Brahma, only Krishna is Purna Brahma. No avatara, no Vishnu tattva is called Purna Brahma, only Krishna is known as Purna Brahma. So, Sri Krishna's madhurya, Sri Krishna's sweetness, beauty, asamadha anupama is incomparable, and there is no compare to it, there is no equal to it, there is nothing superior to it. Anupama samadha. Because he is Purna Brahma, because he is completely full, he is sarvansi, sarvavatar, he is sarvasaktiman, he is the source of all avataras, all Vishnu sattvas, he is almighty, all potential. Whatever madhuryas others have, all the Vishnu sattvas, avataras, they have madhurya, they have sweetness of beauty, because whatever they have gotten, that is one part of Purna Brahma's beauty. Understand? Because they are part. Because they are ansa and kola, they are the, what is it, plenary portion and portion of the portion. It is ansa kola punsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam. Bhagavan says. They all avatars, they are plenary portion and portion of the portion. Ansa and kola, Krishna is the same bhagavan, who is the source of all avatars and ansas. Then says, sarvansi sarvavatari. So, Krishna's Purna Madhurya, Krishna's beauty is completely full, such incomparable, wonderful beauty, excellent beauty, that Krishna himself becomes attracted towards it. What to speak of others? Krishna himself becomes enchanted, attracted. So, in three planetary systems, everybody has deficit, feels deficit and incompleteness. Yes. And that is manifested in this, what that, in this five knowledge-acquiring senses. That is manifested in five knowledge-acquiring senses. What are five knowledge-acquiring senses?
Seeing, touching, smelling, tasting.
Are Baba, eye, tongue, nose, ear, and skin, touch. They are five knowledge acquiring senses. The object of these five knowledge acquiring senses, rupa, rasa, sabda, sparsa, rupa, rasa, gandha, these five tanmatra. Huh? Sabda, sound, is the object of enjoyment of ear. Sabda, sparsa, touch, the object of enjoyment of skin, touch, sensation. Sabda, sparsa, rupa, form, the object of enjoyment of eye. Rasa, taste, the object of enjoyment of tongue. And gandha, smell, the object of enjoyment of smell, nose. Do you understand me? So, this abhava, this deficit is manifested through this. Sabda, sparsa, rupa, rasa, gandha. Yes. How will it be completely satisfied for its rupti, where it is? Only getting Krishna. Otherwise cannot be complete or satisfied. Do you understand? So, the eye sees various forms, beautiful, more beautiful, more beautiful, so many beautiful forms. Eyes want to see. In material world, though he sees many, 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 many more beautiful, still never becomes satisfied. He feels deficit and incompleteness. Similarly, they say, ear. Ear wants to hear sweet sounds. Sweeter, sweeter, more sweeter, much sweeter sounds. Still never feels satisfied. Feels incompleteness. Do you understand? Deficit. Similarly, this tongue wants to taste, very nice taste, palatable, more, newer, newer, still never feels satisfied, feels incompleteness and deficit in this way. But when I see the beautiful form of Shyam Sundara, whose beauty far excels that of crows of Cupids, becomes Palaka. Wants to see such beauty without blinking of eyes. Then he chastises Brahma. Just ask a Brahma don't know how to create nicely. Do you understand? Atrutahya kare vidhira nindana vidugdha vidhivalo nadane sudan. Koti netra nahi dilo, sabe dilo, dui tahate nimesa krishna ki de ki vimui. Ask Brahma doesn't know how to create nicely. He didn't give me cross of eyes, only gave two eyes. And their eyelids, he gave like eyelids, blinking. How can I see? The beauty of Krishna. Some beauty. Eyelids are blinking. How can I see? It creates obstruction. And my vision, realizing the beauty of Krishna, such thing comes up. Do you understand? So this is the beauty. Apurna Brahma Krishna. If someone is fortunate really, sees such beauty of Krishna, extraordinary beauty of Krishna, then life becomes successful. He'll never feel, he'll never want to see any beauty in this material world. Is there any beauty in material world? Why look at ugly with Maya? Get out ugly with Maya. Attracted by Maya's beauty. What is there any beauty in Maya? The ugly witch. Ugly witch Maya. Get out from here, ugly witch Maya. Who sees beauty of Shyam Sundar? Whose eyes see such beauty of Shyam Sundar? Why look at ugly witch Maya? Spit at her. Get out. Kick her out. Is satisfied. It's not only satisfied. He wants to see it more and more and more. He sees more newer, newer beauty. He sees such is the beauty of Krishna. It is said here, Krishna Madhur Jero Ekho Sobhaviko Bolo. Krishna Madhur Jero Ekho. darsuniya ko so ye sarbo mano koni darsuniya ko so ye sarbo apna swadi te krishna ore no jatana apna swadi te krishna You have found it? Yes, read translation.
The beauty of Krishna is one natural strength. It thrills the hearts of all men and women, beginning with Lord Krishna himself.
Beginning with Lord Krishna himself, yes.
All minds are attracted by hearing his sweet voice and flute.
Yes.
By seeing his beauty. Even Lord Krishna himself makes efforts to taste that sweetness.
To taste that sweetness. Such sweetness is there. So, Krishna Mahārāja avichintya va such What do we say? Strength? Huh? Strength. That Madhurya, Krishna's such beauty, the sweetness emanates from his beauty, it has such strength, his abhichintya, inconceivable strength is there. Yes. It attracts all the men and women, sthavar, jangam, moving, unmoving, in three planetary systems. Even Krishna is attracted towards, what to speak of others. Yes. Krishna develops greed to taste his own beauty. Yes, we have discussed that thing. Not only that, when such premi bhaktas speak about it, do kirtan about it, then span, Krishna becomes attracted to that spot. Yes. He becomes attracted to that spot. Runs there. Yes. Now Tishtami Vaikunthe Jogina Hulaya Sambhag Bhakta Jatra Gavandhi Tata Tishtami He has said that in Nada, Nada Muni. Where shall we find me? I am not in Vaikunthe, I am not in the heart of that yogi, meditation yogi. I am there where my premi bhakta speak about me. Do you understand? Not my kirtan. I run there. It's so attractive. Yes. So such devotees, they chastise Brahma. So, getting the eyes, if somebody, some human being, doesn't see such beautiful form of Shyam Sundar, that is the value of his life, his eyes. Why? It's better to become blind, like Billo Mangal, who plucked out his eyes. Pluck out your eyes. No, I'll see Maya. Is it? See, Maya. Ugly with Maya. Therefore, you have possessed eyes. Jagadish. Gokul. Running behind Maya. Gokul. Pluck out eyes. What's the use of eyes? Do you understand? So, the ear. If don't hear such sweet singing, flute singing of Krishna, what's the value of ear? What will hear? Useless. So such sweet voice of Krishna, such sweet singing of Krishna, if you cannot hear, then what is the use of an ear? It's like holes for snakes to live, sarpa beaver. If someone hears, then his kyudha, what do you say, his hunger for hearing sweet voice, immediately, forever, is satisfied. He'll never hear any sweet voice in this material world. He'll never see any sweet, beautiful form in the material world. Shyam Sundar, beautiful Shyam Sundar form. Vansigana murta dhamu, lavanya murta dhammasthana, jena dekhe se chanda bodhano, se noyone kiba kaja, padukatara munde vaja, se noyone rahe ki karane. Do you understand? Look at the beautiful face of Krishna. Chanda Bhadana, his moon-like face, so beautiful face, which is the source of all beauties. One who cannot see such beautiful face, beautiful form of Shyam Sundar, what is the use of his eyes? Is better? Lord Indra should
Chandra phal is, what is that? Throw his thunderbolt on his head. Padukatar mundevaz. Say no, no, heki karana, what is the utility of that? Use of that eyes. You cannot see such beautiful form of Shyam Sundar, the beautiful face of Shyam Sundar. Krishnera madhuravani, amrutera tarangini, tar praveshana hija sravane, kana kori chidra samanjani hasya sravana, tar janma hila karana. Voice of Krishna is so sweet, so singing, flute singing of Krishna is so sweet, it is like the flow of, let's say, flow of nectar, amrutera tarangini, the flow of a nectarian fountain, fountain flowing, producing the nectarian flow of a nectarian fountain, that is sweet singing of Krishna, sweet voice of Krishna, getting the ear, someone cannot hear such thing. What is the use of that ear? It's like, what is it? What is that? Is it meant, sir? Hole in the damaged conch shell. Yes, kana kali chidra, yes. Damaged conch shell. It's all in the presence of them, yes. Kana kali chidra, janyasutra, jamma hila. Then his life is useless. If he cannot, what is the success of life here, he says. If he can hear such sweet voice of Krishna, singing of Krishna, flute singing of Krishna, then your life is successful. See the beautiful form of Shyam Sundar. Your eyes are successful. Possessing eyes are successful. Your life is successful. Do you understand? Otherwise, what is the use? Then it is fulfilled. The desire is fulfilled forever. This Rupa Madhurya, Venu Madhurya, Prem Madhurya, Lila Madhurya, there are three types of Madhurya, sweetness with Krishna only. His beautiful form, sweetness in his form, sweetness in his float, sweetness in conjugal affairs, Rati Madhurya, sweetness in his pastimes, Lila Madhurya. It enchants three plenty rewards, enchants everybody, including Krishna. Including Krishna. And it is always fresh, newer and newer. It is not same at every moment. Every moment changes, newer. Never grows old, ever fresh and new. This is such wonderful characteristic is there. Characteristic. Krishnero, the one who tastes it, such nectar and such amruta, emanating from these four types of sweetness, and who tastes, he develops, what do you say, greed for it and taste more and more. More it tastes, more it develops greed. That is wonderful characteristic. Krishna adhura amrita, Krishna guna charito, sudhasara swadu vinindana. Tar swadu janadane, janmyana mailokene, tar rasana bheko juhasana. Murga madha nirotpala, milane je parimala, jai hari, tar garbamana, hena Krishna gandha. Jarana hisa sananda, saina asa bhastra arsana. You have gotten that?
Connected from the lips of Lord Krishna and his transcendental qualities and characteristics surpass the taste of the essence of all nectar. And there is no fault in tasting such nectar. If one does not taste it, he should die immediately after birth.
Die immediately after birth. Yes. Yes. Then.
No better than the tongue of a frog.
Tongue of a frog. His tongue is no better than the tongue of a frog. Yes. Then, Murgavada nilatpala, milane de parimala, jai hare tar garbamana, hena krishna ganga gandha, jara nahi se samandha, saina asa bhastra arasamana.
One's nostrils
are
no better than the bellows of a blacksmith.
Yes, nostrils. No better than a bell of a blacksmith. Yes.
Fragrance in Krishna's body.
Such fragrance coming out from Krishna's body. You can smell. What's the value of? Use up your nose. No better than the bell of the blacksmith.
He does not smell the fragrance of Krishna's body, which is like the aroma of musk.
Yes. Krishna pada kara tala, kodi chandra susi tala, tar sparsa jena sparsa mani, tar sparsa nahi jaha, se jau ka charga, se hi bapu loha samanjani.
The palms of Krishna's hands and the soles of his feet are so cool and pleasant that they can be compared only to the light of millions of moons.
Millions of moons, yes.
One who has touched such hands and feet has indeed tasted the effects of touchstone. If one has not touched them, his life is spoiled and his body is like iron.
Like he's spoiled? Body is like iron. So, huh? Therefore, say this and then life will be successful. What is the success of life? What is the perfection of human birth? Huh? To understand Krishna, therefore he says, this is real Brahmana. Is real Brahmana. A devotee of Krishna is very much attached to Brahminical culture. Indeed, an expert personality who knows who Krishna is and what he wants is real Brahmana. Brahma Janati Brahma. Krishna is the Parabrahma, Purna Brahma. Therefore, all Krishna conscious persons, devotees of Krishna, are exalted Brahmanas. Khatvanga Maharaj regarded the devotees of Krishna as the real Brahmanas and the real light for human society. One who desires to advance in Krishna consciousness and spiritual understanding must give the most important Brahminical culture, must understand Krishna. Not only understand, get him, get him, get him. Yes, taste his sweetness. All emanating his madhurya amrita, the nectar emanating from his sweet beauty. Do you understand? Madhurya amrita and what do you say? Bansigana amrita. So sweet singing, flute singing, so sweet voice. Do you understand? All these madhuryas. You should have it. Understand Krishna, get Krishna, then his life will be successful. Otherwise, useless. Life is useless. Understand? This is complete Krishna consciousness. Jamaam pasyati sarvatra sarvanchamai pasyati tasyanna pranasyati satamene pranasyati. Jamaam pasyati sarvatra sarvanchamai pasyati tasyanna pranasyati satamene pranasyati. Gita Krishna says, this is complete Krishna consciousness. One who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, he is not lost sight of me, I am not lost sight of him. He sees me, I see him. Complete Krishna conscious person. Huh? Who? Who is he? But develop pure Krishna consciousness. Who is he? Bhaktama premi vandhya che hudaya vitare jaha netra pade taha dekha yamare. That premi bhakta, but develop Krishna prema, pure Krishna prema. He has bound me. He has bound me up with the rope of love in his heart. Jahanatra pade, tahan dekha. Wherever he looks, he sees me. Beautiful form of Krishna, Shyam Sundar. He is this. He is perfect Brahmana. He is perfect Brahmana. This is what is hinted here. This is Brahmana. That means if your devotee of Krishna is real, perfect Brahmana. Harilas Thakur was born in Mohammedan family, but such pure devotee of Krishna, Mahaprabhu made him Namacharya. Namacharya. All day and night, 24 hours chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Even for a moment, never ceases to chant. This such perfect Brahmana. Adityacharya was born in Brahman family, lives in society of Brahmanas. He, in his Pitru Shraddha Divasa, day of offering a blessing to his deceased father, he invited whom? Haridas Thakur. Gave him Shraddha Patra. Haridas Thakur, hey, why are you inviting me? You will be excommunicated in society of Brahmanas. Because I am Mohammedan, I am born in Mohammedan family, they will excommunicate. Now, I am not afraid of that. This is what Shastra says. I do it fearlessly. Tumi bhojan kale hoy koti brahmana bhojan. Only you alone will eat today, this day of my Pitru Shraddha Divasa, the day I am offering a blessing to my deceased father. So I will get the result of feeding crores of brahmanas, crores of brahmanas. Gasa is a dear devotee of Krishna. Only feeding one such devotee, premi bhakta, so you'll get the result of feeding crores of Brahman, koti Brahmana bhojana. That is customary, that is Vedic etiquette, that is Vedic, what is a regulation, that on the day of Sraddha, Pitru Sraddha, you'll invite Brahmanas to feed them. So invite such people, devotee of Krishna, premi bhakta, one devotee you'll invite and feed, you'll get the result of feeding crores of Brahmanas. Aditya Acharya, who is Acharya, he did it. Mahajana, he did it. Tumi bhojana kaile, hoy koti Brahmana bhojana. If you alone will eat, I'll get the result of feeding crores of Brahmanas. So who is a real Brahmana? Perfect Brahmana. Your devotee of Krishna, Premi Bhakta, is real Brahmana, perfect Brahmana. That is this verse says here. Therefore, Kattanga Maharaj favors Brahminical culture. And this explained here. And at the last moment of his life, completely surrendered under that Krishna. Then he got the supreme perfection of his life. Only one moment he completely surrendered. Thank you. Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai. Samamita Bhakta Vinda ki jai. That Prem Bhakta has bound me in his heart with the rope of love. Wherever he looks, he sees me. This question of Krishna Prem. Chaitanya Charitamrita, yes. You find out. Real Brahmin Bhagavad. Develop your Krishna Bhakti, then you're a real Brahmana, perfect Brahmana. Then life is successful.
And the touch about the reason behind the hue of Krishna's body and Radharani's body and Gaura's body. So what is the, how do we understand Lord Balaram's hue, the whitish hue? What's the tattva behind Lord Balaram's, the color of his skin?
Balaram is white. White. He's white. Yes.
So there's a reason for that? There's a reason for that?
Balaram, Nityananda, Nityananda Ram, Nitai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Susitala, Koti Chandra Susitala, as cool as the cooling effect of crores of moons, is moonlike. Moonlike, moonlight, what is the color of moonlight?
Whitish.
So?
So much mercy.
So much mercy. So Balaram has plow in his hand, and Krishna has fruit in his hand. Why? It's Krishna, Balaram, plow and fruit. First needed plowing, cultivating, karsana. Then all nasty things which should be rooted out. Khetra, field should be first cultivated properly with the plow of Balaram. Nasty things like weed, should be rooted out. Then Khetra, heart becomes fertile. Then seed of Bhakti Lata will be sown. Fertile land, not barren land. If you sow the seed in barren land, never fertile. Ussara bhumite bija papana. Gopinatha Acharya said, speaking to Sarum Bhattacharya, Ussara bhumite. Your field is barren. I am sowing seed in barren light. It's useless labor I am doing. It will never fructify. So first needed cultivation, karsana. So plow is needed. The Balaram plow needed. Then fertile land, everything is now worthy. The seed should be sown. Then Bhakti Lata Bija should be sown. Then you develop Prem Bhakti, then you are attracted. Krishna's fruit. Fruit means akarsana. It will attract. Then you are attracted. Karsana, akarsana. Cultivation and chanting. Langa, plow. Plow will cultivate. Karsana. Fruit, akarsana. Attraction. Understand? This is Krishna Balaram Mandir. Krishna Balaram Mandir.
Where are we hearing from my Tattva Vidguru?
Yes.
This is the period of cultivating land.
Cultivating land, following rules, regulations, Vaidhi Bhakti.
The hearing.
Vaidhi Bhakti, you understand? Guru says, do some, don't do, strictly follow rules, regulations, then system, then that, Vaidhi. Then doing that, it's proper cultivation, anartha upashama, anartha unwanted things like weeds rooted out, till becomes fertile. Then bhakti lata bija bapana. Then guru will sow the seed of bhakti lata. Then under him sravanam kirtanam, hear Krishna katha. Then you cultivate raganuga bhakti. By the, then comes to ragamarga bhakti. Cultivation of raga bhakti under the guidance of guru. Develop prem bhakti. Then you understand Krishna, see Krishna, get Krishna. Then all attracted, all enchantment. Then you'll become enchanted. Then you'll hear the sweet singing of Krishna. That attracts everybody. Then you'll be attracted to us. Then Krishna's flute, akarshana. Understand, that's the last thing. First is karshana, last thing is akarshana. Karshana, akarshana. Then listen, therefore Krishna, Balaram and Krishna. Krishna, Balaram and Krishna. Love and flute. Yes.
So, Gurudev, if you say that hearing about Krishna is as good as seeing Krishna, how can you explain that?
That is said, that verse is there, in Srimad Bhagavatam. Yes. Sute khita patham. Suto ikhita. If you hear, then you can see. You will develop, you will be endowed with that eye. Premanjana surita bhakti vilochana. That premanjana, the ointment of love will be smear on your eyes if you hear from the pure lips of such Vaishnava, Krishna katha. Then that anjana, that ointment will be smear on your eyes. Then you can say, oh, then ikhita, then see. Suto ikhita. Hear, then see. Beautiful. That is suto ikhita patna.
Your heart has to be pure.
Yeah, by hearing. Srimatam Sardhakpun Savanakitra Hudasto Yabadrani Vidhunatsa. Hear regularly Bhagavad Gita Krishna Katha with your lips, then all anarthas, all dirty things in your heart will be pleased out. Nitya Bhagavata Sevaya. Yes.
Guru Maharaj, you've said sometimes that in Kali Yuga there's no such thing as sudden and siddha, only Kripa Siddha. So we can understand that to some extent, but then one may ask, what is the purpose then of sadhana?
Though we have to do some sadhana, Guru says, do this thing. Isn't it? We must obey. We do, but we are dependent on it. Completely dependent on the mercy. What sadhana can we do in this Kali Yuga?
Eating and sleeping.
Become so old. Still, what has gotten? All nasty things. All nasty. Gotten anything? Nothing. So, what sadhana? He has been doing sadhana so many years. What sadhana? What sadhana can he do? Guru says, we are doing, but not dependent on it. Completely dependent on the mercy.
So is there any benefit then to chanting extra rounds on Ekadasis?
Yes, Guru says, do it. You have to do it. Otherwise, how can you get Guru's mercy?
You should ask Guru.
Unless you execute his order, unless you obey. Unless you execute his order, instruction, follow. You can, Guru is never pleased. How can you get his mercy? Mercy is so powerful.
So is the crying process in Kali Yuga? Crying, where to cry for the mercy?
Yes.
No qualification.
What qualification? What qualification we have? Nothing. We are so fallen, most degraded, most fallen. What qualification? No qualification. What qualification we have? Nothing. Nothing.
We should cry to the person who is God, who can give us mercy.
What qualification we have? Nothing. We have nothing. No good quality, no qualification at all. Bad things. All nasty things we have. That is our qualification. All bad, all nasty. All nonsense. Isn't it? That is our qualification. What qualification? Is there any good qualification?
We have only disqualification.
Only disqualification is our qualification. Disqualifications are our qualification.
Most fallen.
Most degraded. So, what can we do? What's the other?
Crying.
So, Krishna, Guru says we are doing, but I am not dependent on, completely dependent on mercy.
Guru Maharaj, in the Gita, Krishna says a little advancement of the path is never lost.
Is not lost.
So
yes.
Is this also applying Kali Yuga to Mahaprabhu's kripa, that if someone doesn't attain perfection, doesn't get prema in this lifetime, with the mercy of Mahaprabhu, they have to come again?
How can you get mercy of Mahaprabhu without the mercy of getting gaur of priyajana? If you can get the mercy of a dear devotee of Mahaprabhu, then you will get. How can you get that?
Guru Maharaj, you're talking about the Brahma.